Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
Abraham had waited for his promise to come to pass. He waited 75 years, 76, 77, 80, 85, 90. Then 99, God showed up as El Shaddai. When God reveals himself as El Shaddai, he's about to bring some things to pass. Somebody shout El Shaddai!
Omnipotent. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
He has brought to pass. He was.
over you. I'll sing it to someone. I'll just sing it to someone. Say,
you are the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. We praise His name. Hallelujah. And we worship Him in the beauty of His holiness. Hallelujah. 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 We testify of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we bless His name. I don't know about you, but every time I think about all that the Lord has done for me and He is doing for me, my soul is so grateful. Shout hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. See what God has done you. God is awesome. God makes the impossible possible. He makes a way where there be no way. He makes the crooked places straight. Sometimes you're meant to be dead, and the enemy have already put an injunction on your life. But God turns that over. See what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. So I don't know, but I come so excited just to think about all that He's done. All that He's done. I'm grateful. Hallelujah. And I praise His name. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. When you're going through your trials and you're going through your valleys and your valley experiences seem to be so hard and difficult. The nights are long, the days are long. You want to get out of that misery, and you keep praying and praising, and sometimes you get frustrated. But God promises a yes and amen. Hallelujah. What He says He will do, He will bring you to that expected and that prophetic word will be fulfilled in your life. Who am I speaking to this morning? Do not give up on God. He's a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. Just praise Him wherever you are in your circumstance. Just continue to praise Him and believe so that you can receive. See what the Lord has done. Father, we thank you. We thank you for all the promises that have been fulfilled, the ones that are being fulfilled, and the ones that will be fulfilled. All your promises are yes and amen. So, Lord, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. We come with joy flowing in our hearts to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship. Lord, we glorify you, O God. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. See what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. See what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless His name. We praise His name. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning, O God. Have mercy upon us. O God, forgive us of our sins, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, O God. Forgive us of sins of omission and commission, O God. Be merciful unto us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses, our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and nephews. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. O give unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Father God, we release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, and networks. We soak the service in the blood of Jesus. We soak all that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood. blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the healing, and we thank you for the deliverance in the blood of Jesus. We shook everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We shook our children in the blood of Jesus. We shook their homes, their environment in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we shook our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Father God, their environment, their workplaces in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We shook our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood, their homes, their environments, in the blood of Jesus, their workplaces, in the blood of Jesus, everything they eat and drink, we release the blood of Jesus. We took their classrooms, their grandchildren's classrooms, their buses, schools, in the blood of Jesus. Father God, our nieces and nephews, in the blood of Jesus. Oh, let the blood cover them. Let the blood of Jesus protect them. We soak them in the blood, the environment in the blood of Jesus, our siblings in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak everyone that is here this morning under the sound of my voice in the blood of Jesus. Those that are listening now and those that will listen at another time in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, let the blood speak. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father God, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Oh God, each and every one that's connected to us this morning, oh God. Father God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Holy Spirit, we ask you to move in this service. Move in our midst. Move in our hearts. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Renew our minds. Renew our thoughts. Oh, Holy Ghost, Spirit, we acknowledge your presence. I feel your presence. Holy Spirit, see what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. See what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. See what God has done. What the Lord has done for us. Oh, God, look back over your life. You cannot tell it all. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy, 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 joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. See what the Lord has done. And so it takes me to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 6. Hallelujah. Gloria Master Teriaco. Hallelujah. The youth Daniel, we all know the story of Daniel, how Daniel prayed. He prayed and he prayed and he prayed, hallelujah. And he had favor. I've just summarized it before I go into the scripture. He had favor with the king. Hallelujah. And he prayed and they were jealous of him. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Think about it. I have to go over this in my thoughts, in my mind, that people will even be jealous because of your prayer life, that people will be jealous because of your relationship with God, and God has opened the door for everyone to come in, whosoever will. But because you choose to come in, you choose to live a life holy and righteous, you make the decision to read your Bible, go to Bible study, pray every day. You made your decision to turn your life to God. And God invited everyone. But you decided to go in. He placed a call on your life, not just your life, but maybe on your friend's life or your, but you decided to answer your call. You decided to live a life that's holy unto him. Hallelujah. And Daniel was this man, and he walked in the spirit of excellence. You, you want to read about Daniel, start from Daniel chapter 1. The Bible, I mean, he was the one who didn't eat the king's meal, but ate, fasted, and prayed on what he did. He didn't follow the crowd. And he decided to make a decision, and God gave him that favor. You know, when we make a decision that is contrary to the rules and the regulations, God gives us this favor, because God's law is above every law. Hallelujah. He's sovereign. He's God. Hallelujah. So the Bible tells us, again, it pleased Darius to appoint 120 satraps to rule throughout the kingdom, with three administrators over them, one of whom was Daniel. The satraps were made accountable to them so that the king might not suffer loss. Now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. You got to distinguish. Now Daniel so distinguished himself. Oh, that's a servant by itself. That we were amongst the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities. That means he did things with the spirit of over the whole kingdom. And this administrator and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They tried to mess with him, but they couldn't do it. Before they could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. He walked in the spirit of excellence. Now all they have to do, they have to just do the same, walk in excellence. People always look for people to follow after them. But Daniel, finally, these men said, we will never find any basis for charges against this man, Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God. They couldn't get him on the other side, so they said, well, let's deal with him on this other side. So these administrators and satraps went as a group to the king and said, may King Darius live forever. The royal administrators, perfect satraps, advisors, and governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce a decree that anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days except you, your majesty, will be thrown in a lion's den. Now, your majesty, issue the decree and in writing so that it cannot be altered in accordance with the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be repeated. So King Darius put the decree in writing. You see, they said, no, we got to find a way. So they got together. You, the Bible tells us that they will gather together against you. That you don't have to do nothing to no one. They can gather together against you. You can give people millions of dollars. You can be the kindest person. You can do everything. People will gather. If you think they will not gather together against you, forget it. They will gather together against you. They were playing against you. They were saying unkind things against you. And I bet you, if we go back, if God will open our eyes, I bet you they were laughing in Daniel's face, laughing at, joking and playing with him, and they watch him. You see, when you're in the kingdom of God, they watch you, they watch you, because they wanted to see how they could get him. They tried one way, they couldn't get him that way. So now they tell the king, let's do this thing for 30 days. Let everybody only worship you, the king. Of course, they know the king will want people to worship him. So now he signs the decree. Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Hallelujah. 3 times a day, he got down on his knees, prayed, giving thanks to his God. Just as he had done before. Then his men went as a group and found Daniel praying and asking God for help. Hallelujah. He said it changed. So they went to the king and spoke to him about his royal decree. Did you not publish a decree that during the next 30 days, anyone who prays to any god or human being except to you, Your Majesty, will be thrown into the lion's den? The king answered, the decree stands in accordance with the law of Medes and Persians, which cannot be repealed. Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, Your Majesty, or to the decree you put in writing. He still prays 3 times a day. You got to be fearful of people like that, Daddy. 3 times a day. When the king heard this, he was greatly distressed. He was determined to rescue Daniel and made every effort until sundown to save him. The king loved Daniel. The king heard it, and the king did not want Daniel to be put in the lion's den. Then the men went a group to King Darius and said, remember, Your Majesty, according to the laws of Medes and Persians, no decree or edict that the king issued can be changed. Yeah. So the king gave the orders, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. This is the part I love, my brothers and sisters. The king said to Daniel, may your God whom you serve, continually rescue you. May your God whom you serve continually rescue you. Tune was drawn and placed over the mouth of the den. It was locked. And the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the rings of his nobles, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating. And without any entertainment being brought to him, he could not sleep. The king laughed. He said, when a man waits, pleases God, he even makes his enemies at peace with him. Not that the king was an enemy of Daniel, but these people are worship different gods. But Daniel had favor. The king loved Daniel. Hallelujah. So just imagine the king couldn't sleep. No entertainment, because Daniel was in the lion's den. The king was sad, but he had already made this decree. It's not like these days when they do those decrees, it cannot be reversed. Look, not sleeping all night. May the God whom you serve continually. May the God whom you serve continually rescue you. At the first light of dawn, that kid got up. He couldn't wait for the morning. He hurried to the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, "Daniel, Daniel, servant." You know what he said? "Servant of the living God." That's why you got to stick with God. Has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions? Don't be afraid to pray and worship. Set yourself aside. You don't have to be like the others. Serve God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Let you be distinguished from the others. Distinguished from the others in the church. Distinguished. Hallelujah, you serve the living God. So he said, "Daniel, Daniel, the God, Daniel, the king could not sleep. Servant, he's called Daniel." You know what he said? Daniel. Daniel, servant of the living God. I love this. As your God whom you serve continually been able to rescue you from the lions? You see, the king deep in his heart knew there's something that God will rescue Daniel. He knew deeply, he knew. He said, perhaps this God who you serve continually, because when you serve this God continually, you begin, when you read your Bible and spend time in the Lord, you begin to develop the spirit of God. You go from glory to glory. You go in his likeness. You want to do things right. You want to do things pleasing to him and his spirit. Hallelujah. The God will be served. And then Daniel's answer, "May the king live forever. My God, angel," said his angel. "My God," said his angel. And he shut the mouths of the lions. "It have not hurt me because I was born in the set in his sight." I was born. They cannot hurt you when you are born in the set in the sight of Almighty God. "Nor have I done anything wrong before you, your majesty." All I did was pray 3 times. "I have not done anything wrong." The king was overjoyed. The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, guess what? No harm, no cuts, nothing on him. In that den with all those fierce lions, I bet it was the worst lion. No wounds. So they probably inspected him, was fawned on him because he had trusted in his God. Trust in God. At the king's command, the man who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in, and what? They were true. Those who have done evil to you, they plotted against you. They continue. You know, some people don't stop. They will continue and continue and continue. I don't care how God said, where to leave my child. Leave my daughter. Leave my son. God will give them warning, upper warning, upper warning, upper warning, and they will continuously plot against you. They brought them in. It was brought in, tuned into the lion's den. Guess what? Not only were they tuned, not only were these men, not only that, it's not going to draw the crowd. All of them are true in the lion's den, but guess what? Their wives, their children. Can you imagine that you wicked and you think you will hurt somebody? Where God get ready to defend his own, your children, all your, you see what God, see God yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's why the Bible says, touch not my anointed. This man, Daniel, was a dedicated man. This man worshiped God. He prayed. He walked in the spirit of excellence. He reverenced God. You read from Daniel 1. You read the story of Daniel. He walked in the spirit of excellence. He reverenced God. Look now. They lied on that. They did this decree, and look, their wives, their innocent children, their innocent wives. I bet their wives were telling them, do this. And they were, so you got to be careful. Their whole family is in the line. But what happened? And before they reached the floor of the death, before they could even reach the floor of the death, the lions overpowered them and crush all their bones. You got to be careful. Overpower them, crush their bones. The same bed that Daniel had been in. Hallelujah. Then in verse 26, then Darius wrote to all the nations of the people of every language in all the earth, may you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God, Daniel. But he is the living God, and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. So Daniel prospered through the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus, the person dedicated, sold unto God. See what the Lord has done. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you, Lord, that even when pressure comes, we stand and trust in you. With all our hearts, we will not be double-minded, but stand on your word and stand on your promises. All your promises are yes and amen. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Lord, your word reveals over every word. And so, Lord, we will continue to reverence you and pray continually and serve you with all our heart and our soul and mind. The word says, see what the Lord has done. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Look back over the years. Where were we? But look, I don't know about you. But look back over your years, where did you from? Over the years of your life. Hallelujah. We thank you that you made a way in the wilderness. You made a crooked place straight. You give us a garment of praise. You set up the spirit of heaviness. Oh, Father God, we celebrate you. We praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of Almighty God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Ghost, rest with me and abide with us all, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. See what the Lord has done.
wedding day, you're going to sing that.
Can you see what the Lord has done?
When you walk into that property,
can you see what the Lord has?
When that healing happens,
what we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. See what the Lord has done.
Done. waited for.
What we waited for.